I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right.
JB and Benny Blue, woo! Coming, we running through. We number one is 100 U's. Nah. Come at the top with a stunning view. Yeah. Chef's kiss with a hot plate. Do a Hail Mary, no pump fake. Nah. Damn straight, we in first place. Better buckle up, this a hot take. Just press play. Woo!
Turn my mic on, man, we live.
We live.
Tell the pilot, wheels up, we can ride.
We can ride.
We run the block, run the block.
We bout to slide.
About to slide.
Debate us,
nah, nah.
You can try.
Viewers, what's happening?
We're back. You know what time it is. Follow us at JB and Benny Blue on all social media platforms. We are back for a 2023 NFL midseason savage check-in. You know what time it is. Your man, yeah. Blue, Dr. Bridges,
yes,
money-making Mitch. But before we get into it, because it's been so goddamn long since we got on these mics and got on these cameras for your listening and viewing pleasure, Dr. Bridges,
yo,
introduce yourself in that fine Yankee hat for who you is, man.
Well, I got my Yankee hat on because the MLB season is over. Shout out to the Texas Rangers for winning the World Series over the Arizona Diamondbacks out here. Shout out to the Diamondbacks for making a run where nobody thought that they were even predicted to get to the World Series. So shout out to the D-backs. Did they think, man, you know, gave the city some much needed juice. But of course, when you play them damn Texas team in the World Series, you're slim to none, you're slim pickings winning when it comes to winning them against them boys. Outside of that, man, you know what I'm saying? I am Jeremy Bridges, a 10-year NFL vet, veteran of the JB and Benny Blue, you know what I'm saying? And we've been doing this thing for shit. I'm talking about ages and centuries. I feel like the old lady on fucking on goddamn Titanic. You know what I'm saying? When we start talking about
it's how long been 84 years.
So I feel like an old vet in the game. But 10-year NFL veteran. You know how we do this thing, man. I've been doing it forever. Me and Benny been doing it forever. And always good to get behind, you know, back on the mic, you know what I'm saying, to give the people what they want, you know what I'm saying? And we are still the reviewer. We are still for the people. So good to be back.
Yes, indeedy. And down below, a man who has a seemingly stable internet connection and headphones, and I think a new job, and everything's just coming up roses for money-making Mitch. First of all, Mitch, sorry about your D-back, so you've covered for KSRN Arizona, casualsports.com. Give the people the quick intro about who you are and what are you into? What do you cover?
So right now, you know, I'm finally back in my hometown. Covered the Diamondbacks for the last 2 or 3 seasons. Amazing run. Like a lot of people on that team, it was awesome. This is the most I actually got to care about baseball in November, which is the most insane thing. I have not done that in so long. So that was an awesome year. Titans fan, but maybe not this year. I don't know. We'll figure that one out later.
He's already getting rid of him.
Damn. Oh.
Nah. Titans fan. Been working on this show 2-ish years probably at this point, off and on. This last year was probably the most I did. But yeah, I'm, you know, just kind of joined your show. JB gave me the Bunny Making Mitch nickname the first time I met him, and it just kind of stuck.
That's right. That's right.
And we are the review. We are for the people, as Dr. Bridges alluded to. And again, you can follow us at JB and Benny Blue. Most of what you're going to get from us, as you've seen over the course of the season, is you're going to be getting content about anything and everything that's happening in NFL, college football, even getting into NBA, MLB, boxing, really anything that runs the gamut, but mostly we're focusing on good old foosball. So make sure to tap in with our social media. You're going to get stuff pretty much every other day at this clip. We're running a pretty good clip as far as new content. When you want stuff immediately, damn it, we're going to give it to you. But because this is the midseason Savage check-in, we're going to take a holistic approach and look at what has happened through the 8, 9, whatever you want to call it, weeks of the season, and how that may affect what's going to happen for the rest of the season, with a topic that you all know and love. It's review, reaction, news, pow. Starting with, oh my God, it was the biggest storyline of the season. Radjes finally gets his way. He went into the dark place with his ayahuasca and he came out and he said, I want to go play for the Jets, just like Brett Favre. It's like, okay, cool. So they deal him to the Jets, or he signs with the Jets. He runs out of the tunnel to Thunderstruck with the American flag like he's in Rambo Part 7.5. And 4 snaps in, this man on non-contact tears his Achilles. And now, Mitch, he's on a mission. Like when Kobe Bryant used to go to Germany and get his oil changed and come back a new man, to come back this season. And the Jets are still technically in the mix. So I think the question is, they're 4-3. Mitch, do you think that if they somehow trip and fall and they can sneak into the wild card, do you think it's worth it for Rodgers to make this miraculous comeback, to come back and lead the Jets on a playoff run? Do you even think it's possible? And if it is, do you think he should do it?
Is it possible? No. I will say, I like that you said Kobe Bryant going to Germany. He had the same surgeon that Kobe Bryant did when he did his ACL, which Kobe returned, I think, in a year, which is quick for basketball.
Yeah.
The quickest we've ever seen in football was the Wolverine. And what was that, 9 months? Granted, that's a running back, that's a quarterback. But I don't think it's possible. Now, should he? That would be, I think, a question up to him. This team's defense is amazing. Like, this could be a team that if he came back, they could potentially put up a Super Bowl. He's at the end of his career, near the end of his career. That's a personal question. How much do you want to risk it? And if it's worth it to him, I guess go for it. But I don't think it's possible. I don't think he'll have to have that conversation with himself.
Mm. JB, what you got?
If he does bounce back, if he does miraculously recover, like Mitch said, it's slim to none. But this is very Rodgers-like, though. This is very, you know, storybook. This is very, you know, it's just everything that Aaron Rodgers is about, right? He's about the glory, right? So if he does come back, let's take a look at the road ahead of him, right? Chargers, Raiders, Bills, Dolphins, Falcons, Texans, Dolphins twice. All right, Commanders, Browns, Patriots. I'm going to say sit your ass the fuck down. That's what I'm going to say before you get killed. You know what I'm saying? Out here, you hobbling around on one leg, you know what I'm saying, with the restructured Achilles. I don't think it's worth it. You know what I'm saying? Because honestly, I don't think whatever they do, I still don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Right? So, they can make a run, but just looking at the schedule, Bills, they're going to lose that game. Dolphins are probably going to lose twice. Shit, I mean, who knows with the Commanders, you know what I'm saying? And then the Browns, if Deshaun Watson is back, I don't think they'll beat them. And it's very Patriot-like for them to be good enough to beat the Jets at the end of the season. I just don't think it's worth them coming back. You know, get healthy, come back next year, and we'll start your whole, you know what I'm saying? We can do the whole thing again. Come out with the flag, you can play Thunderstruck. We can do everything again, right? We just got to get a better tape job on them ankles, right?
Going forward. Oh, my God. It comes out in an iron lung with the American flag so he doesn't get hurt. It's like, no, Rodgers, wait.
They're going to roll him on the bubble, you know what I'm saying? Right.
Oh, my God. Now, for news, gentlemen, Aaron Rodgers did put out a cryptic Instagram story where he referenced 12:28 on a watch, and it says a little bit more time. And 12:28 is when the Jets play the Browns on Thursday Night Football. So that might be what he's alluding to, trying to come back, maybe coming back. I don't think you should come back.
You said they're 4-3 right now. By that time, they'll be motherfucking 4-7, 4-8. You know what I'm saying? So it's no, you know, you need whatever date that is. What date you said was 12/28?
Well, yeah, December 28th.
Get your ass in the stands or in the booth for you, the box where you've been sitting at on 12/28 and watch them get their ass kicked again. So don't worry about it.
Speaking of bad decisions and franchises like the Jets that tend to make bad decisions, the Raiders have fired everybody. They fired McDaniels, who shouldn't have been another fucking, shouldn't have got another head coaching job again in the first place. And Dave Ziegler, I'm not really sure about his ties. Maybe he's with the, you know, Patriots, whatever. The point is,
from what I understand, they're like, they're Ohioans.
Oh, okay.
They're boys from the O.
You're right. Right. So either way, they got fired. The team is 3-5. So JB, now that, you know, what's the man's name?
Antonio Pierce
is the interim coach. Notoriously, as documented last year, as you guys know, they had Rich Bisaccia, the special teams coordinator, who the team played hard for and they had success with, and they didn't remove the interim tag. So JB, do you have confidence that Antonio Pierce can make a run and potentially get them to remove the interim tag? Or B, what do you think the best course of action would be to hire a coach, knowing Mark Davis and that stupid ass Uncle Fester haircut is probably going to do the wrong thing anyway?
Yeah,
haircut is terrible.
He's just like Jimmy Jones, like, I don't know.
Old Jerry.
Old Jerry, I said Jimmy, but yeah, he's just like Jerry Jones. He needs to sit the fuck down and let somebody else run that team. He's running into the ground. Taking to Vegas was one thing, and I don't think many people were happy about that. I know a lot of Raider fans, a lot of straight old school Oakland Raider fans, yada yada yada. LA Raider fans, they're like, nah, this Vegas shit is bullshit, right? So that's one strike against them. Now, of course, they're making money hand over fist because Vegas is a tour town, and you get Raider fans coming through out of the wazoo, right? Yeah, I get it. You know what I'm saying? This is a corporation,
a national brand. Yep.
It is
international brand.
It's one of the biggest national brands, international brands that you're going to see sports wise. Antonio Pierce. Right now, Devontae Adams is ready to run through a wall for him. Right now, as we speak. Right, in the press conference, he's ready to run through a wall for him. So, and then, of course, AP says that we're going to get back to the Raider way. If you get back to the Raider way, it's going to be a lot of penalties, first and foremost.
Undisciplined on and off the field.
It's going to have a whole lot more headlines to talk about if y'all get back to the real Raider way. It's going to be like watching fucking Playmakers on NBC. It's going to be ridiculous. But y'all remember that show, Playmakers? That shit was trash. It was so bad. It depicted, you know what I'm saying, like, for pro football players as crackheads and motherfucking, like, drunks and wife beaters. Hold up.
Art imitate life, imitating art.
Hold up. Okay, so anyway, again, go back to the subject. I do believe the AP is going to get the team back on track. I think Jimmy G was getting benched. Jimmy G was, like, one of the greatest things they did besides firing McDaniels and Kiegler. Like, it couldn't get no worse. That's what I'm trying to get to. Like, the shit couldn't have gotten no worse. So right now at this point, the fact that the players are excited to play for AP, they need to get old boy Daniels the fuck out of there, because obviously they weren't liking him. So I think we're going to see a rejuvenated, re-energized Raider team. How long will that last? I don't know. We'll see. So like I was saying about the Raiders and going forward, they might not. But there's a new regime that has to take place. There's a new culture, of course. I think they've already taken them to the culture. They're glad the old guy's out. They're glad the new guy's in. They're going to play hard. But at what point is reality going to strike and be like, you know what, we're really not that good. You know, so we'll see.
Mitch, I suppose you have a thought on the Raiders franchise and what they should do. I wonder what that could be coming from your brain.
My thought on the Raiders franchise is a cheap ticket for the Raiders is the same price for a cheap ticket for the World Series. So I hope they keep plummeting and tanking their own system so I can finally afford to go to a game. Keep it up, Raiders. Keep on losing.
Is that anything else about their coaching search?
Vacation time. Right.
I have some great coaches that are probably going to get fired by the end of the year that I recommend the Raiders go and just rehire and keep refiltering like the coaching search does. I'm sure there's a whole bunch of white coaches that suck at their job that they can hire coming up.
Yeah, that sounds right. Why do I think the Raiders are going to hire Cliff Kingsbury? I just feel like that's going to be. I'm telling you, he's a genius.
Oh,
from the desert to the desert, I like it.
Yeah, we just need to find our Patrick Mahomes.
Why are we trying to get this man? You know what I'm saying? Strung out on cocaine worse than he already is.
I mean, he's already in Thailand.
He went from Scottsdale
to Thailand
to Thailand. Now he's in Cali. He's in Southern California.
In Vegas. You know
Is it Vegas? Yeah. Let's give him Staley.
Now we're going to go to Vegas? Like, come on, man.
Brandon Staley. That actually would be the Raiders' move to get Brandon Staley, for sure. All right. Speaking of, franchise that have been documented, at least in recent memory, of being bit toxic, dysfunctional. Why, Mitch? It's JB's Arizona Cardinals. Duh. And they are, you know, they have fight, but they have fight for a team that obviously is rebuilding with Gannon and Austin Fort. JB's talked about that on our socials at JB and Benny Blue. They've traded Josh Dobbs, as JB affectionately said. I believe the trade package, JB, was a bag of Cheetos and a pack of Now and Laters. Was that correct?
Hot Cheetos.
Pardon me.
Hot Cheetos and a pack of
Nylon Laters.
Wow, the Vikings got robbed. I like dude.
Yeah, yeah. There's actually who really won the deal?
Those are nice snacks. You know what I'm saying?
Anywho, Dobbs, good. You know, solid guy. You know, he belongs in the NFL. Is he the answer to the future? Probably not. But he's moved on. They're going to start old Clayton Tune, the draft pick from Houston. But Mitch, before we get to JB's opinion on this, it begs a question. They're 1-7. They've lost 5 in a row. What is your feeling about how they're going to put Kyler back in the situation now that he's apparently cleared-ish to play-ish?
So, no matter how the Cardinals feel about Kyler, I think they should do the same thing. Once he's 100% healthy, once he's good to go, you put him back in and have him start playing. Because, yes, he might go and win a couple games and ruin your draft pick. I really don't care. If he goes back and plays and you still don't want him and he plays well, his draft stock or his trade stock goes up and you can go trade him. So no matter if you like him for the Cardinals or you hate him for the Cardinals, you want him to play because either he's going to help the Cardinals, he's going to go and help their whatever they need and then go next year, or he's going to leave and get you more draft picks. That's how I think they should play it.
Oh, good GM hat. What do you say, General Manager Bridges?
That's always been my belief. You know what I'm saying? Is that I told you, you know what I'm saying, how we're putting together a fruit basket, you know what I'm saying, for Caleb Williams. Well, I think that's out the door. And from what I understand, we want to get Marvin Harrison the second, right? So Marvin Harrison the second, right? You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what I've been hearing out of Cardinals camp. I do believe that when he is fully healthy, I think Tune is just standing in because of the trade. They had to get Dobbs out of there, and they got what they get for him, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? Tune, the kid's dynamic. He can play ball. If they make it friendly, kind of like I said about the kid that started for the Raiders this week, if they make it friendly for him, he can perform well. One thing the Cardinals have done is they, like Benny said, they fought. And we're not really in a quote-unquote rebuilding yet. I wish people would stop saying that. When you rebuild a team, you do an overhaul, right? We are changing cultures. Which is pretty much what's going on.
Changing the culture year.
And it's happened. I've been to two games this year and watched the games and to be at the games, and it just feels different, right? It doesn't feel like the Cardinals of old. It doesn't feel like the whole, hey, we're kind of winning on a whim, you know, saying Arizona Cardinals with Cliff Kingsbury was a coach. These guys believe they can win. It's just miscues. And of course, one of the biggest miscues was Dobbs not making the throws, right? If Lil Man would have been starting the whole year, we'd probably be 5-2 right now. I don't care what nobody says. Like, because there's only really two games that I felt like we were going to lose, right? So, it's going forward, yeah, Tune will be started this week. And I do believe that Kyler will be back in after that. We got Cleveland coming up,
and the Browns. Yeah,
they got the Browns coming up, and then after that, I know I think our bye week is like later on in the year, some stupid shit like that, right? Which I have a theory about that bye week shit too. I'm gonna bring that up. You know what I'm saying, about the NFL and their bullshit bye weeks, right? I don't believe that nobody should have a bye week after week fucking 13. Like, there should be no bye weeks after week 13, right?
And there's bye weeks week 3. Week 3 bye week.
Yeah. Right, yeah. It's all going to be in the middle.
Yeah. Right. There should be a 8, slot.
9, 10, 11.
Yeah, right. A reserve slot where they just shift the bye weeks. You know what I'm saying? That makes it fair. Like, but going forward, and you know, that was just kind of an off-track thought. But yeah, Lil Man's going to play. We're going to win games. We're going to ruin some people's playoff hopes and bursts and hopes. And of course, it's going to make him look way more attractive, like Mitch just stated, to people who are like, yeah, we'll take his little ass, you know what I'm saying, because he's a dynamic player. And if he can change his attitude, I think he can play in this league for a long time at a high level. But he's not our guy, right?
Yeah, so, and I mean, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
So here's the Cardinals schedule. Their bye week is week 14, which, yep, as JB said, stupid. This week, Browns, then the Falcons, Texans, Rams, Steelers, 49ers, Bears, Eagles, Seahawks. So with Kyler Murray in, like, that could improve their record a lot.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, Mitch, I was just like, you looked at their upcoming schedule. I was just looking at what they've done previously. It's like, first 2 weeks, 20-16 loss to the Commies, 31-28 loss to the Giants. They fucking beat the Cowboys. Like it seems, like, it seems like a bizarro world, but they beat the Cowboys. They definitely got beat by the Niners. Bengals beat them by 14. The Rams took it to them. 20-10 loss to the Squawks, and then 31-24 loss to the Ravens. And my fucking kitties got absolutely punched in the mouth by the Ravens. So they were competitive with the Ravens. So it's like, to JB's point, maybe with like they could be like maybe not playoffs, and, but like the spoiler.
And righteously watching. I've been watching my guys all year. And again, Dobbs, I'm not picking on you at this point. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of the games, he lost more games for us than he won. Like we only won one game. You know what I'm saying? He played phenomenal against the Cowboys. Probably the best game he's ever played in his career as an NFL football player. But like outside of that, he lost those games for us. Like, you know what I'm saying? He just wasn't performing from the moment he walked in there. He wasn't performing well enough, wasn't making throws, throwing uncalled for interceptions, especially in the last game, the Cincinnati game and the Ravens game. He was just throwing the ball up, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hold the ball too long, like, just all kind of bad shit. And of course, we add in a little mixture of rookie play caller, you know what I'm saying? Rookie defensive play caller. I'm not gonna say rookie head coach because Gannon is he's made smart decisions. He hasn't made one dumb decision as a head coach yet, right? As far as, you know what I'm saying, just like flow of the game and, you know, like bonehead coach mistake. He hasn't done that. So we got rookie OC, rookie DC, rookie head coach. Are we gonna get out coaching games? Yes, right? Because these guys are new at what they do. I'm very optimistic about what's going on with my bird gang.
All right. Very good. Well, keeping it with our squads, JB. Let's talk about Mitch's Titans, apparently the team that he's already putting on the clearance rack.
He does a cat handshake.
No.
Mm-mm-mm. So it's interesting, you know, with the Titans in the position that they're in, because now they're 3-5. Tannehill's out. I don't know if he's like out for the year. Maybe at this point they're going to move on, because Will Levis, the man who we saw sit in the green room and watch his girlfriend scope out other prospects literally on national television.
I heard she's back.
She came crawling back.
That is not me reporting. That is maybe a rumor that I misread. I just heard.
No, you're reporting that. I'm putting that up.
I'm sure she is.
She's crawling right back. Well, gentlemen, taking a look at what Will Levis has done in two games played, he's went 41 for 68. 60.3 completion percentage, 500 yards, 7.4 yards average per play. His longest pass was 61 yards. He's thrown for 4 TDs, 1 pick, and he's been sacked 6 times, and his QB rating is 96.4. So, JB, as much as we've given shit to the old Mayo man, do you think Mitch's Titans need to give this kid a real shake to be the guy going forward?
Why not? I mean, who else are they going to put in there? What's the kid's name? The other guy they got?
Malik Willis.
I mean, I don't think that they want to run an offense from Malik Willis. I think they want to try to stick to a conventional pro-style offense. Of course, we know they got the big thumper behind them running the ball. And, of course, Will Levis, the kid can throw the ball. You know what I'm saying? Does he always put it where it's supposed to go? No. Pause. But outside of that, when you look at what's coming, the Buccaneers, right, the Jags, the Panthers, what they could very easily win that game, the Colts, right, the Dolphins, the Texans, the Squawks, you know what I'm saying, the Texans again, the Jags. I mean, he could fare well against these squads, right? But again, this is about what are the offensive coordinators going to do? Like, what is he going to do? Is he going to call plays that are favorable for this guy? Is he going to continue to have him throw the ball down the field because they got Hop? Yeah, I mean, are they going to make it easy for the kid to you know what I'm saying, to perform well, right? You make him throw the ball down the field 15, 20 times a game, he's a young quarterback. These damn defensive coordinators going to disguise his cups, and he's going to be throwing interceptions, right? But if you do continue to let him throw the ball over the middle, throw mesh plays, we got receivers crossing each other and getting clear, and he's just basically dumping the ball in front of him and letting him run, that's kind of Hop's thing, right? You know what I'm saying? You got DeAndre Hopkins, use him in that right, and you'll be just fine. So I feel like they have enough weapons for the kid to be successful, but are they going to put him in position to be successful? That's the question.
And Mitch, that was the thing I noticed watching the tape from when they played the Steelers. I mean, yeah, he threw a pick 10 in the game. He's a fucking rookie. Cool, it happens. But the thing that he wasn't doing that Tannehill does is he wasn't turning into fucking check down Charlie and like throwing shit to the out to the swing, and it's like, cool, you got 3 yards, you get your running back killed, and now you're punting it. At least Levis is like showing a level. I don't know if it's the mayo in the coffee. I don't know if it's the mayo in the coffee that's like, cool, throw it over the middle 40 yards downfield, but at least the kid's going for it. I mean, do you see any optimism with Levis?
Yeah, but after week two, I think, I mean, and there was a lot of baseball going on that I was watching. I didn't watch a Titans game until Tannehill got hurt. I was so bored of this team. I kept watching 11 men in the freaking box and then run Henry straight up the middle because Tannehill can only throw 3 yards at this point in his career. He's like, Teddy Bridgewater was on a team because he was that nice guy. Like, everyone liked Bridgewater. No one wanted to cut him. He was the guy. He turned into Teddy Bridgewater. I don't want to watch Teddy Bridgewater ever in my life. Like, cool. So, but Levis, even when Levis misses downfield, I like that he attempts it because now there's 7 men in the box for Derrick Henry. Now there's 6 men in the box for Derrick Henry. Way more successful when all 11 are on the line and Tannehill's like, oh, okay, here you go, Henry. Like, I can't throw more than 3 yards. They're going to intercept that. How can I do that? So I think this actually, last time this happened was the Tannehill Mariota thing. They were 2-4. It was a primetime game. Mariota went down. Tannehill took the job. I think Levis can do the same thing. They have 10 days off. I think Tannehill's supposed to be good enough to play next. I don't think he played next. I think it's Levis's job.
Yeah, why? Like you said, like you kind of maxed out what that offense is going to be with Tannehill. You know we're going to get with Tannehill. It's not going to be any better than what it is, even if he is healthy. So why not? Why not even try? I mean, that's why you fucking drafted Levis. I mean, you didn't think that Malik Willis was the heir apparent. So why don't you give Levis a shot? Because at the end of the day, even if they split, even if they're a fringe wild card team, at least that's probably better than what they do with Tannehill. Like they gotta get what they can get with Tannehill at this point, because they're not going anywhere with Tannehill. They're not. Like, you've talked about this on and off the air. They are the wheel of mediocrity. They're right there in the middle. They're not bad enough to get assets, but they're not good enough to make a run. And that's all you're gonna get with Tannehill. You're not gonna go anywhere with fucking Tannehill. And there's like a list of quarterbacks like that. He's Derek Carr, fucking Coles Cash Kirk, Jimmy G. He's in that mix of like, cool,
the
like
9 to 15.
Yeah, like yeah, they're, yeah. Yeah.
He's in that mix of quarterbacks. You say, they'll do.
They can win some games.
Right, they'll do. They'll do. And then like, all of a sudden,
if you have a great team around them, they can go and put you deep into the playoffs. If you have a bad team around them, they're going to make you 8-8. You're always going to be kind of relevant, but no one's going to like them.
Right. Right. Exactly.
That's like Kirk Cousins to the fullest. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's well, like the epitome. You just literally described him like without saying his name. Right?
And we will get to the Vikings momentarily in our next segment. But finally, gentlemen, wrapping up this segment. Speaking of a team, Mitchell, that does employ one Teddy Two Gloves, Bridgewater, it's my kitties, and they're 6-2 at their bye. They beat, of course, the Chiefs in week one. People, the asterisks without Kelce and Chris Jones. Fine. They went into Arrowhead week one and got it.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Done, and they got their doors blown off by the Ravens. Ravens are a really good team. The Ravens might go all the way to the big one if we're going to be honest. And we're going to talk about that as we wrap up the show with our updated playoff picks. But Mitch, now that we're halfway through the season and the kitties have, to your point, gentlemen, the appropriate bye. They have a week 9 bye, so it's right there, literally in the middle.
Lucky them.
Yeah, lucky them. If you look at the grace of their schedule, Mitch, I mean, Do you think it's a little bit of fool's gold with who they've played, or what is your belief in my kiddies at this point, Mitch? I'm very curious to know.
Well, first off, before I get there, let's stop asterisking everything because ESPN tells you to.
Right, I don't think there should be an asterisk. Yeah.
I don't care about the 2020 bubble. I don't care about what any other asterisk bowl that we could think of. Right. ESPN, until you hire real talent and get away from Disney, shut the hell up. So, now that we're going back to
ESPN, you watch this. ESPN, you watch this.
Fuck you, Walt Disney, right? Many different ways.
Back to the kiddies, I guess. I don't think this is fool's gold at all. Like, I still don't think that they're Super Bowl contenders like some other people are putting. I don't think that, but they're still a good team. Like, that Titans team that was 13-3, they were the real deal. That was a great team with A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry, and Tannehill was actually good that year. Did they win the Super Bowl? No, but hell of a fun team, hell of a great coming up team. And if they keep building on with this culture that they've developed, they can actually be a team that's relevant for a long time, which I think is more important than just being a one-and-done team.
Exactly. That's a great, it's a great point.
Yeah. The longevity of success is always going to be greater than, you know, a fly-by-night season, right? So what you guys are doing over there is magical, and it's just going to get better, as Mitch was alluding to. Remaining schedule, Chargers, Bears, Packers, Saints, Bears, Broncos, Vikings, Cowboys, Vikings. I mean, goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Y'all play your cards right, you know what I'm saying? The only one that y'all should be fighting in is against the Cowboys. Like, but again, it's the NFL. Games have to be played, right?
Gamification.
So at this point, it's so favorable, you know what I'm saying, for you guys to go, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, to literally go at least 7-2 to finish the season out, right? Because it's like, I'm looking at the Cowboys, right? And the only other team that I'm looking at that might give y'all some hell is the Chargers, right? Because we don't ever know if fucking Charger team is going to show up. So, you know, if the good Charger team shows up, they're, to me, more talented than you guys. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who's going to be tougher? The defenses are kind of...
I don't know if I can give you that. All biased. I think they're more talented.
But that's what I said. Like, you think about the receiving core, you know what I'm saying? Amon St. Brown versus Keenan Allen, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go with Keenan Allen every time, right? Well, I mean, it's more so the quarterback. I was about to say, I think y'all's quarterback got the one up at this point, you know what I'm saying? Because he's playing very good systematic ball. His confidence levels up. Their guy is kind of like, you know... He needs a haircut, if you ask me, right?
He's a new coach.
you already know.
Steady. We're making an argument to fire Staley here. Stop. Let me talk about it.
You already know. I said that. I said he was going to be the first one to go. You know what I'm saying? Me and Mitch both. So,
you did. That's true.
Yeah, but that's what I was about to say. And I'm going to give you guys the one up on this, the win on that one, because of the coach, the culture, the discipline, right? And the decision making, right? So Staley is not the guy. So, those are the two games I see you guys like having a real fight in. So you guys have a legit chance to go 7-2. Who will you guys face first round of playoffs? Who the fuck knows? You know what I'm saying? So, y'all are a great football team, and it continues to be in great building from the moment man's walking the door, and the culture's changed, and the winning is back, and it's fun. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the city of Detroit, because I say it all the time, Benny. I played in Detroit, you know what I'm saying? Not played there as a team. As a member of the team, but played there multiple times as an opponent. And when they're losing, it's fucking pits, right? You know, you kind of want to play a successful Lions team so that you can go to Detroit and be like, yes, thank God, it's people in the stands. It's not fucking the COVID fucking, you know, whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like the COVID stands where they separating people with fucking masks on and shit. So shout out to the Lions. Keep fucking pouring it on.
Yeah, and I think my assessment remains the same from the beginning of the year. My bar for like success for them for this year was make the playoffs, host a playoff game, and if you can win a playoff game, that's fantastic. I feel like if they do all three of those things and whatever, if depending on where they're seeding, if they win the wild card but they lose in the divisional, yeah, you want to make a run, but that's a clear improvement from where they were, you know, 3-13 or whatever that was. And then now they make that run from the end of the season to where they're at now. If they can fucking host a playoff game, which is not happened in the history of Ford Field,
that would be
which would be fucking dangerous. Pandemonium.
Dangerous. Trust me when I say dangerous, right?
Yep.
And just to make it clear, Benny, when I said it's more talented, I was talking more so on the defensive side of the ball and the offensive side of the ball. You know, saying they're jam packed on defense, right? There's no reason why they shouldn't be keeping people to fucking 10 points a game,
right?
But yeah,
yep. So I like that. I think I agree. I agree with what you're saying. And Mitch, to your point, I do think they kind of have that feel. Although I think they're a little bit more balanced than maybe that Titans team. But that I get the point that you're trying to make. I feel like that might be that for them. Like you said, it's more important for them to be consistent finally over a period of time. Like, oh, remember that year that they were the shit, and then they went to being fucking paper bags over our heads. Like, nobody wants that. Like, let's keep a baseline of success.
Don't go from being the shit to shit. Right, mm-hmm. That's not what you want to do, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, so there it is. That's some review reaction news, and now we're bringing back a favorite segment that we like to do when we start to get a sense of where the teams are at in the standings and who can rise and who can fall, on a segment that we call Too Legit to Quit. That's right, bringing it back from the Falcons in the prime days, you understand me? Too Legit to Quit. Let's take a look here at the NFL standings and find out who is in the mix for the wild card and who might be on the outside looking in. Let's start here with the AFC. So let's see. Let's see. The AFC is pretty competitive. Mitch, let's take a look at the. Wow, we got a few teams. Hell, we can go all the way down to 15. So let's take a look at these four teams, Mitch. Broncos, your Titans, Raiders, and Colts. Who is legit and who needs to quit of those four teams?
We all need to quit, but the most legit is Colts.
Really?
Yeah, I genuinely think they're the most legit team, and I'm not saying that with, like, yeah, they're good. I'm telling you that's how bad the other three are.
Wow. Gabe, what do you think of those four teams sitting in the same spot?
Who are the four teams again?
Oh. Raiders, Colts, Titans, and Broncos, all 3-5 currently.
Yeah. I mean, the Raiders, again, the Raiders, I think, are going to have the best chance to just continue to, like, build. I don't even think Peyton's got a chance to make that team good. And then the Titans are just, we just talked about, you know, if they do this and if they do that, then they might. You know, so it's a whole lot of uncertainty there. So I want to say the Raiders have the best chance of being semi-successful out of that group. That's pretty much that. Playoffs? No.
Okay. All right. Let's move up the standings a little bit. So then now you got the Chargers, the Texans, the Bengals, and the Jets. That's 11 through 8, JB. So who's going to rise? Who's going to fall of that group?
Chargers, Texans, Bengals.
Bengals, Jets.
Jets.
And the Jets.
I'm going Bengals. Like, I'm going Bengals. They're still a dangerous ball club, right? They are. They just, I think there's been some inconsistency there. I think the defense has some holes in it. But I still think they're a dangerous ball club. You know what I'm saying? They're the type of ball club that'll get hot, you know what I'm saying, in the end of November, you know what I'm saying, the beginning of December, and then you got to deal with them in the playoffs. So, yeah, I go with the Bengals on that.
I agree with the Bengals. I think for them it was all about health. I think the Chargers and the Texans are a nice story. You know, they're doing some things under D'Amico Ryans. You know, CJ Stroud clearly can sling it, but I think they're probably a year away. And the fucking Chargers are going to Chargers. So we know that. And the Jets, I mean, for fuck's sake, I mean, you don't know what you're going to get from Zach Wilson.
And the Chargers back to fucking San Diego.
Right. Send them back. Mitch, of that group, who's closer to the wild card? What are your stocks? Who are you buying? Who are you selling?
I agree with the Bengals, but I think I would actually buy a little bit of stock into the Jets, not because of their quarterback, because that defense is flipping amazing, and all they have to do is score 13 points to 16 points every week. Some of the worst quarterbacks in the world could go and score 13 to 16 on a week, so I think they have a little bit more stock than we're giving them credit for.
I see that because Trent Dilfer did win a Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Well, like, the Titans were doing, like, as bad as they are, they didn't score over 20 points in, like, 17 weeks until Levis got there. Or it was, like, some crazy stat because they were living in that 13-point range.
Well,
mm-mm.
I have no faith in the Jets. All right, so
you know it's bad before you yawn before you say the Jets. Jesus Christ!
Punk, especially a little punk they got behind the center.
Ooh wee! All right, and finally for the AFC, let's take a look. We're gonna skip the top four seeds. So let's look at the Bills are 6 right now, 5-3, and the Steelers are 5-3 at number 5. Mitch, I feel like one of these teams
And it might be the Bills, honestly, as much as that pains me, how high I've been on them these last couple seasons of the review, are one of these teams is going to miss the playoffs. So, like, what is your feeling on both of those teams? Although Pickett, it's like, what the fuck? Matt Canada?
Jesus. This is that stupid debate that always happens, and this is the best version that we can have of it. Is talent better or coaching better? Because that Steelers team is way less talented than the Bills team, but they're way better coached than that Bills team. They have the same record. Somehow I have faith in that god-awful... I don't have faith in that quarterback at all. I think he's worse than Zach Wilson is. I will put that on every...
I like it.
Yeah, if I can.
I like it.
But I have more faith in Steelers doing good than I have in the Bills doing good. And if you put all those players just on paper without coaches, I would tell you the Bills are better. So I got the Steelers.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to go Steelers too. That's not even a debate. The Bills are... All things considered, we're not talking about window down Super Bowls here, right? So that window for the Bills is closing, right? Josh Allen is not the guy. All right. He's not.
Well, I like this.
He's not. And I've criticized openly about him and, you know, saying his ability to play good ball, but then he goes to playing hero ball, and that's when he really starts fucking up. He's not an injury riddled quarterback, right? He's got one of the biggest arms in the NFL. He can run. He's a big physical presence, but some kind of way he just fucks it up. I don't know if it's play calling. I don't know if they're trying to get him to do too much, right? But when he starts to play hero ball, he really puts them in a bad situation, as opposed to just trusting his feet, getting first downs, getting 5-6 yards, getting down, like leaning on the run. He's trying to do too much. But again, Mitch made a great point where it comes to talent and coaching. We all know that Pittsburgh, miles above, right? So, of course, you know what I'm saying? I got to go with the Steelers when it comes to just flat-out progression and going forward and being positive and having, you know, having success going forward.
All right. I like it. Let's move to the NFC, a little bit leaner in this conference. So we will start with Mitch's Commies, the Rams, the Bucks. And the Saints, that's 11 through 8. So, JB, of those teams, who we got legit, who we got to quit, who's rising, who's falling?
I mean, the Bucks. I'm going to go with the Bucks. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting heavy stock in the Bucks.
They'll rise.
Yeah, they'll continue to be okay. The Saints are like, Like, they don't know who the fuck or what the fuck they are. Like, with a car behind the center, it just ain't gonna happen.
With a car behind center. Damn. David.
Right? My fault. You know what I'm saying? Good family. Great family. Shit. What's the other two teams?
We had Rams. Commies. Rams and Commies.
No and no. Right?
Damn. No and no.
The Rams is like, you know, hit or miss. You know what I'm saying? Like, McVay's system has gotten figured out. And the reason why they won, again, they beat us because, you know what I'm saying, we just refused to stop the run. And then the Commies, I mean, I don't know. You know. Flip a coin. So,
Mitch, are you holding long term, like, you know, like futures contracts on the Commies? Sam Howell, not bad.
I don't know if I've ever held long term. I said Commies in one video, and they became my team. So,
yeah, no, they are. That's your NFC team, whether you like it or not.
So I have to go with the Commies. They're, you know, like right now they're letting things slip it through, but they're Commies, so they have to rise back to the middle, right?
Yeah. Wins and losses for everybody. That's the logic. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, they trade Chase Young. They trade Montez Sweat. I mean, what is Riverboat going to be there? Are they going to allegedly try to fucking trade for Bill Belichick's decrepit ass? I mean, what the hell? Rams are always going to be frisky because they got McVay, and if they can get old Matty Stafford to stay healthy, there could be something there. I'm not as high on the Bucks. Yeah, the big if, and then the Saints for sure. I mean, yeah, when you got Mr. Emo Eyeshadow, tonight will be the night I will fall for you. Like, you're not winning with that guy.
He's got a noise canceling helmet. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm a bit dubious on all those teams. Now here's where it gets a little bit interesting. So now 5 through 7, it's a thing. How about them Cowgirls? I mean, them Cowboys at 5 and 2, the Niners,
ooh, that are good,
who've lost 3 in a row, and then the
the Vikings, who just watched Mr. Cole's cash, going to have a lot more time to wheel himself into Cole's with that torn Achilles, and now they have Josh Dobbs. So of those three, Mitch. Oh, Cowboys. Man. Yep.
I got Cowboys.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Well, we got to expand on this. They're currently the five seed. They're going to be somewhere in there. There's seven playoff teams, right? So like, we gotta one of these teams is going to trip and fall into the playoffs. So we got to figure that out.
Niners are going to very easy in there. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna you know, just a tip, like you know, just when you begging, you know what I'm saying, some chick to screw in high school, just put the tip in. Like the Niners is going to get the tip.
You always find a way,
and that's going to be that, right?
Yeah.
And then the Vikings are going to fall because they lost their quarterback. Now they have to play Josh Dobbs. Like, I think this is the most easily set up three that we've had.
Yes, it is.
So if they're going to fall, something that means by theory, even if it's terrible football,
the commies are going to make it all the way.
The commies are going to get the seventh seed.
Yeah, sure. Why not? That's where we're at.
I like it. I'm clipping that. I'm clipping that, and I'm putting that on social so you can get roasted by a 13-year-old.
I'll make sure it's clear. Here, let me make it a little bit clearer so you go clip it. My Washington Commies. That's right. The Commies of Washington will make the playoffs and sneak into that seventh seed.
Wow.
Cut print. Got it. All right. Well, have fun getting. I can't wait for the fucking comment section on that one. That's gonna be
fantastic. I can't wait to ignore the comment section on that one.
That's going to be wrong.
All right. So that's some too legit to quit. Bam. And then finally, before we wrap things up, we're going to take a look at what our playoff picks were at the beginning of the season and how we feel about them for the remainder of the season. So. Going to the AFC, JB had the Jets coming out of the East, the Ravens coming out of the North, the Jags coming out of the South, and the Chiefs coming out of the West with the Bengals, Bills, and Browns in the wild card. I had the Bengals in the North, the Chiefs in the West, the Dolphins in the East, and the Jags in the South with the Jets, Steelers, pre-fucking Rodgers Achilles tear 2 seconds into the game. Jets, Steelers, Bills, wild card, and Mitch had the Jets in the East, the Chiefs in the West, the Jags in the South, the Bengals in the North with the Ravens, Bills, and Broncos in the wild card. How do you feel about
I'm looking at the Jets thing.
We can't feel, listen, in our defense, in everybody's defense, we can't feel too bad about these Jets picks. I mean, we can't. Like, what the fuck?
Rodgers played four snaps, if that's what you count his age.
We all sipped the Kool-Aid on that one, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't enough fucking sugar. All right, so, yeah, that's pretty much the one I had to back out on. Everything else is kind of holding steady.
All right. Mitch, you did pick the Broncos. Would you like to stand by that?
You did pick the Broncos.
You know, I'm doubling down with the Broncos. Right. Let's do it.
Yeah, Mitch is unhinged.
Mitch, you just feel some dumb shit.
This is at 11 a.m., Mitch, man. You thought that 7 p.m. Mitch was bad? No, 11 a.m. much worse. So Sean Payton will turn this organization around. He will fire his DC. They will get a better DC in there. Russell Wilson's actually not playing bad, even though the record sucks.
He's not at all.
And the offense has been doing good. It will turn around as soon as that DC gets fired, and they will sneak into the wild card.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel bad about just like literally the point we were just making in the last segment. I feel bad about picking. I don't feel great about having the Steelers and the Bills. I just don't think it's possible for both of them. I feel like one of them is going to make it, but I don't think it's going to be both of them. I mean, the Jets could technically still be a wild card, I guess. But shit, looking at the standings, I was definitely too. I didn't have fucking the Ravens in the playoffs, period. Like, that was stupid. So they're for sure gonna make it. And who else? I mean, I don't know. I mean, the Browns could trip and fall. I know JB's been so pissed at the Browns these last few years, so maybe they find a way, trip and fall, get in there. I don't think they're gonna win a division with the Bengals and the Ravens. Exactly. So, you know, all right. So I think the general consensus is maybe some slight tweaks, but I think we're not too far off base. All right. Let's take it to the NFC. Jesus Christ, JB, yours was bad. All right,
mine's really bad.
No, JB's is you want someone to sip in the Kool-Aid?
Yes.
JB had Philly come out of the East. Okay, Then he had the Bergang winning the West, he had the Panthers winning the South, and the Vikings winning the North with the Niners, Cowboys, and Lions as wild cards. Holy Mother of Christ!
And I remember that episode because he said the Panthers, and I immediately said, "Oh, I think they're the worst team in the NFL."
My wild card is on point. All right, what you mean? All right, you still good? Okay. I fucked up. Players fucked up. I mean,
you know, like,
if I don't have faith in my squad, who the fuck gonna have faith in them? You know what I'm saying? So all right. the 49ers gonna win the West. Either the Niners or the Seahawks. You know what I'm saying? And I don't have a favorite because I don't like either one of them. Out of the South, I mean, shit. What the fuck?
Bucks maybe. I mean, could be the Bucks.
I think the Bucks gonna turn around, tear it up. You know what I'm saying? I think they're gonna have a great second half. Of course, Detroit's the obvious favorite for the North, and then Philly, still hold strong
right.
with the East. So yeah. And the wild cards, you know what I'm saying? I'll keep them with it. Well, except for the 49ers.
Because if you get the Kitties win the division. Well, it's like, well, then think about this though. It's like if you got the Niners and the Cowboys. Well, okay. So then let's say that means that the Squawks got to get in there. And then
I was about to say the Squawks. So I had to put the Squawks in. The Cowboys definitely be in there, and then
you need one more, right? Yeah, because then you take out the Bucks, the Panthers for the Bucks. You had the Kitties for the Lions. You take it either Niners or the Squawks. So either one of those got to be the wild card, and you still got Philly. So that means you got one of the NFC West teams. You still got the Cowboys, and then you would need one more for the wild card.
I'm looking. I mean, I don't know what the fuck?
Commies. Just say the Commies. Commies. Yeah, let's go. All right. Let's see. What the fuck did Mitch have? Mitch had I had the Eagles win the East, I had the Kitties win the North, Squawks win the West, all pretty good. Saints win the South. Still technically not out of that. Niners wild card, G-Men wild card, and Vikings wild card. So I really only kind of fucked up on the wild cards. G-Men aren't gonna make it, and the Vikings are just gonna fucking tank as they should. But the Saints, oddly enough, with how jank that division is, could still find a way to win that division. Yeah. Solid eight and one can win that division. Good God almighty. And then Mitch had the Cowboys, still possible. Cowboys, Niners, Saints, and Vikings division winners. And again, we didn't anticipate Kurt's cash to fucking tear his Achilles, but still. And then you had Kitties, Philly, and Bucks as wild cards. So you weren't as high, Mitch, on the Eagles this year at the beginning of the season. Yeah, the Cowboys win the division. Still possible.
And I had Eagles in the Super Bowl. I thought they were going to be the best. I just thought they were going to stumble and fall at the beginning and then catch themselves, do that little too cocky kind of thing.
Okay.
And I was
Super Bowl too cocky.
Yeah. I actually really like that list. I thought it was horrible though.
Woo! No, you actually, I mean, you weren't that bad. I mean, the Vikings, I mean, you know, they're for sure the fool's gold team. The Jets, everybody gets a pass on the Jets. All right. Yeah. We get the passages, but the Vikings, a little bit too high in the fight, including myself. I mean, even when I said I really should have picked them at the beginning of the season not to make the playoffs, even without the power of hindsight. But, you know, they're in the mix, so you didn't feel like they're going to fucking go off a cliff. So there you go. That's what we're looking at for our playoffs and what we think is going to happen for the rest of the season. Dr. Bridges, you know what time it is. Take us home. With We Need Us.
Damn it, people, be kind, right? And stop fucking shooting up shit. All right.
Please.
We have more mass shootings not reported than we have reported. It seems like to be two every week. We gotta do something about these people. We gotta start saying more. We gotta start speaking up. We see things. We gotta start not minding our business in situations like this. Because this is just some shit that's uncalled for. It's very uncalled for, super unfortunate. Me as a parent, the last thing I want to do is hear that one of my children got fucking shot. Or you just think about the situation where you're at and you're out and amongst a lot of people. And that could very easily be a reality quickly. So people take care of people. I've always been this, you know what I'm saying? We do need us, right? Slap hurts, but a punch will knock your ass out. So we got to remain that solid fist. All right, black, white, brown, yellow, pink, purple, don't matter what color you are. All right, we need us.
Bam. Well said. Mitch, any final parting NFL words before we get on out of here?
Well said, Jeremy. Well said.
The Titans fucking suck.
Yeah. Oh my
go God. Commies.
Yeah, go Commies. That's the takeaway.
I wish I stopped calling them the Commies. I swear
oh
to God.
My God.
I swear to God I do.
That's it, reviewers. We love you. Make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue. This podcast will be available on all streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Like, rate, subscribe, 5-star rate. Get the shit so we can meet more reviewers and savages like yourself for this entertaining, savagely broadcast for your viewing and listening pleasure. We will be back in a few weeks, probably toward the end of the season, talk about some college football playoff, talk about what happened at the end of the season, going to the playoffs.
Unless something
some
fucking
sign stealing going on.
Yeah, you know, fuck you. All right, we'll get to that. We'll see what happens with that. Yeah, let's see how they do when they can't steal the signs anymore. By the way, you can't fucking steal signs when all you're doing is cracking
Prime,
a code.
Prime said it. Prime said it best. Coach Prime said it best. You can steal all the signs you want to. You still got to stop them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You got to execute. You know what I'm saying? You know what the fuck somebody doing all day. You got to execute that shit. So
exactly. And you can try to steal all our shit that you want, but you have to stop us, baby, because we're the review. Damn it.
Mitch, nothing more fun than stealing signs from Rutgers, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah. So, you really need that when you're, yeah, right. Jesus Christ. All right, reviewers, we love you. Until next time.
Stealing jury, whatever.
All right, reviewers, we love you. Peace and love. Yeah.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at weeks 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.